Governor Cuomo and the legislature recently enacted a multi-year plan that would reward taxpayers of local governments and schools for sharing services and even merging two or more school districts together. Cuomo's been giving a series of speeches about the state budget all over the state, touting the plan and making the case for consolidation.
It is a plethora of bureaucracy, each one with its own fiefdom, with its own patronage, each one with its own cost of operating that is literally staggering. We've reduced the amount that they can raise their taxes to 2%. We have a property tax cap. But there's so many of them that whatever the annual reduction, it winds up being a staggering cost.
But the New York Association of School Business Officials, whose members will have to administer the new tax program, says 30 school districts have tried on their own since 2010 to merge and have failed. The group's Michael Borges says there are many barriers.
There are other issues besides tax rates that are obstacles to merging, community identity, long distance in terms of bus rides, because many of the mergers that have happened tend to happen in rural upstate New York, where the distances between buildings are greater.
In four of the proposed mergers, the school board of one of the two districts decided not to vote on the deal. In seven other cases, the districts took a straw poll and found that voters did not want the consolidation. And in four other proposed mergers, some district residents initially expressed interest, but the mergers ultimately failed at the polls. Borges says in some cases the merger would have resulted in property taxes going down for one school district but increasing for the other. He says the plan in the new state budget would help with that problem by phasing in any tax changes over a period of years. The Cuomo administration's Department of Taxation and Finance is holding a webinar to help school administrators comply with the new property tax program. Borges says they will have lots of questions, but he says the program is fundamentally flawed.
It doesn't get at the underlying reasons why mergers haven't happened as frequently as the governor would like, and it doesn't address the common issues of mandate relief in terms of what drives our expenses.
He says schools must obey numerous state-mandated regulations that he says contribute to high labor and other costs.
Pensions, health care, special ed, transportation requirements. There's a litany of mandates driven by the state that drive up our expenses, and if they were addressed, we wouldn't be the highest taxed state in the country.
Borges says mergers can be beneficial to smaller school districts who are often unable to offer extras to students, like advanced placement courses. And he says the handful of schools who have successfully merged in the last couple of decades have done so partly to enrich the students' learning experience, not because of money and taxes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.